This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House said on Friday advisors have told U.S. President Joe Biden the next few days of the evacuation mission from Afghanistan will be the most dangerous to date, even after an attack in Kabul left scores dead, including 13 U.S. service members. It says the warnings came in a Situation Room meeting Biden held with national security, military, and diplomatic officials following the Islamic State attack at the airport in the Afghan capital. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said in a statement, advisors told Biden another attack in Kabul is likely, even as they prepared plans to strike Islamic State militants in response to the first incident, adding that U.S. commanders told Biden they have the resources they need. A top U.S. military official at the Pentagon said Friday the deadly attack in Afghanistan's capital Kabul a day earlier was carried out by a single suicide bomber at a gate to the airport, and there was no second explosion at a nearby hotel, despite earlier reports. The Islamic State's Afghan affiliate, ISIS Khorasan, has emerged as an enemy of both the West and of the Taliban. Army Major General William Taylor also told reporters that U.S. troops wounded in the attack were now being treated in Germany. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the United States believes there are still, quote, specific, credible threats. Thursday's attack occurred during the U.S.-led evacuation of tens of thousands of people. The Taliban came to power nearly 2 weeks ago as foreign forces began withdrawing, ending a 20-year war. The U.S. deadline for evacuation is at the end of the month, which is Tuesday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett searched for common ground on Iran at their first White House meeting on Friday. After a one-day delay due to the Islamic State attack in Afghanistan, Biden and Bennett met to reset the tone of U.S.-Israel relations and narrow sharp differences over how to deal with Iran's nuclear program. In brief remarks to reporters, both leaders touched on Iran, one of the thorniest issues between the Biden administration and Israel. Biden said he and Bennett were discussing, quote, the threat from Iran and our commitment to ensure Iran never develops a nuclear weapon. The number of coronavirus patients in U.S. hospitals has breached 100,000, the highest level in 8 months, according to the United States Department of Health and Human Services. As a resurgence of COVID-19 spurred by the highly contagious Delta variant strains the nation's healthcare system, more than 100,000 COVID patients are hospitalized, according to data published on Friday morning, and U.S. hospitalizations have now more than doubled in the past month. Over the past week, more than 500 people with COVID were admitted to hospitals each hour on average, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. South Africa's health minister said Friday the country will this weekend receive 2.2 million Pfizer vaccine doses donated by the United States to add to the 5.6 million doses it received from the U.S. in July. The new doses come as the country continues to battle an extended resurgence of COVID-19 infections and is racing to vaccinate about two-thirds of its 60 million people by February next year. South Africa's vaccination drive picked up pace last week after it increased eligibility to all aged over 18 years, ensuring that all adults can now get the shots. The health minister says over the past 2 days, South Africa has given jabs to more than 260,000 people each day, bringing it closer to its target of 300,000 daily vaccinations. And Sweden's government said on Friday it would look at extending national security laws to allow police to spy on suspected gangs, as authorities try to halt a surge in shootings that have led to more than 26 deaths this year. Sweden has gone from having one of the lowest rates of gun violence in Europe to one of the highest over the last couple decades, pushing law and order to the top of the political agenda ahead of a general election next year. The country's interior minister says the government will appoint a commission to look at measures, including the expansion of secret surveillance of suspects currently only allowed in cases related to national security. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.